Blackstone Publishing presents The Red Prince, The Life of John of Gaunt, the Duke of Lancaster, by Helen Carr. This book is read by Helen Carr.
For my pa.
Money. In order to demonstrate the value of 14th century sums, I have on occasion used a currency converter, courtesy of the National Archives. This has helped to draw comparisons, though, of course, any present-day equivalents are open to debate. I have tried to keep references to currency simple, using pounds where possible. In the 14th century, coinage was valued in pounds, shillings, and pence. In the case of the Peasants' Revolt, I refer to groats. One groat equates to a value of 4 pence. The only reference to French money is the écu, in regard to the King of France, John II's ransom. The word écu means shield, and the coins are decorated with a series of shields. It is the oldest French gold coin and an abbreviation for the predecessor of the euro, European currency unit. From the 14th to the 17th century, the écu was the most important European gold coin. Introduction. John of Gaunt. What name on the roll of English princes is more familiar? When Sidney Armitage Smith wrote the first complete biography of John of Gaunt in 1904, his rhetorical question would have had the effect intended. John of Gaunt was then a famous, familiar figure, central to English history. Yet, in the more than 100 years since Armitage Smith's book, Gaunt's position in popular consciousness has waned. Though his impact on the destiny of the English crown is undeniable, his character, motivations, and story are often marginalised. The Black Prince needs no introduction. Not so the younger brother, whose achievements, political, military, dynastic, cultural, were arguably all more significant. During his life, John of Ghent, or Gaunt, his name dictated by his birthplace, would witness plague, war, victory, and revolt, a decades-long schism in the Catholic Church between rival popes in Rome and Avignon, and the popularising of the English language in poetry and literature. He would father a future English king, become a regent in all but name, and claim the kingship of Castile, where his daughter would later reign. The first Earl of Lancaster, Edmund Crouchback, planted red roses in the gardens of the Savoy Palace. These roses became the emblem of the House of Lancaster. When King Henry VI, John of Gaunt's great-grandson, plunged the country into civil war, red rose badges were worn by combatants in some of the bloodiest battles ever to take place on English soil.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?